The future of a federal program that gives temporary protection to young immigrants without legal status is uncertain. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. President Trump last week suggested that he's reluctant to stop the program, but new restrictions could be coming. Details from KPCC's Leslie Beristain Rojas.
Back in 2012, Jungwoo Kim was in his late 20s, just finishing college. He worked odd jobs as a valet and in restaurants. It was the only work he could get because he was in the country illegally. But that year, his life changed. The Obama administration rolled out the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. It grants temporary protection from deportation and work permits to young immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors. Kim came from South Korea when he was 15. He was nervous about applying for DACA, but he took the plunge.
I think there's two choices you can make: to get defeated by your fear, or you just overcome your fear.
With his work permit, he's held good jobs. He was an insurance agent until last year. Now he works for a community service nonprofit in Koreatown. Still, he worries that if the Trump administration scraps DACA,
that means I cannot drive, I cannot work, I cannot go back to school. Then what can I do?
President Trump initially said he'd do away with President Obama's executive actions, of which DACA is one. He's since taken a softer tone, but the arrest of a DACA recipient in Washington state has raised questions about what comes next for the 75,000 participants in the program. Karthik Ramakrishnan is a political scientist at UC Riverside.
There's a lot of uncertainty, not only as to whether they will renew the program, but what they'll do with people who currently have DACA.
John Miano is with the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors tighter immigration rules. He thinks it's likely Trump will phase out DACA.
I think he thinks it's unlawful, and I think the courts are going to find it's unlawful.
I already gave all my information to DHS.
Jungwoo Kim says he's bracing for the worst.
If they decide to get me, they get me. It's just a matter of time.
He's hoping it doesn't come to that. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristain Rojas.